We are right now facing what they call the invisible enemy. But I want you to know that God is in control. And according to 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. I want you to stay in that sound mind of faith, knowing that if God be for you, no one can be against you. Rest in the word of God in this season of your life. Rest in that Psalms 91, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Rest in that word of God. If you trust that word of God, there shall no evil come nigh thy dwelling place. And I believe that with all of my heart, all of my soul, and with all of my mind. God said that no weapon formed against the child of God shall prosper. That's what God said. He didn't say that the weapon wouldn't form, but God said that the weapon would not prosper. So we're going to rest in that word of God, knowing that God is going to take care of his children. The Bible lets us know, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so is God round about his people. Yes, and I do know one thing. God's word cannot, will not return unto him void.
318-754-0382. You that are already in the prayer chamber, *5 on your keypad to speak with the prophet right now. You just heard the prophet minister to that man, gave him a prophetic utterance, a direct word from the Lord. That's what we need in this season. Listen, caller, we're coming to you. I just had a man that called me from yesterday. And he kept me on the phone for 30 minutes, a very good friend of mine. And I just stepped back from the phone yesterday, and he said, Apostle, he said, everything Prophet Butler told me was the truth. I'm telling you, I'm some stuff he had never discussed with me. Prophet told him about it. And man, he kept on the phone today. He was just so thankful for the prayer call on yesterday. He was off work, and he said it was divine appointment. God bless you, caller. What city are you calling from? Caller, your line is open. What city are you calling from?
Fort Lauderdale.
And what is your prayer request today?
I need a fresh wind of God and to get directions, and you know, because it's going through, but I know God gives all the victory and all the glory, and I'm just so grateful for you and just to hear you again, because one thing I have to agree with, what you said was true, because before you left, you said all these things is going to come back, and we're going to mark the date and the time that we heard it. And it did, and it was awesome, you know, to see that move of God. And, you know, just continue to use me and to, well, I don't know how to put it. I just want to be used by God. And I need his covering.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. For this woman, God, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in our life, what you're getting ready to do, Father. We cancel every time of the enemy off of her life and her ministry. But, Father, we pray that you begin to order her footsteps. Father, open our eyes to see what we see. Open our ears to hear what we need to hear. Cause the gift of the Spirit be in total activation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I begin to see some progress in the realm of the Spirit. But then I've seen like a couple of delays have been trying to set you back.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to let you know, woman of God, that the favor of God is on your life. And the enemy been trying to hinder you from crossing over. But I heard the Lord say, same as I was with Joshua, so shall I am with her. And I hear the Lord say that he's getting ready to cause you to walk into your promised land. You're getting ready to cross over Jordan. You're getting ready to get victory in that area. God began to show me some things even concerning business in the realm of the spirit. He said, tell the woman of God that if a knockdown ain't a knockout, things may be a little slow. They may not be moving as quick as you want to move, but God said he's going to sustain you to the turnaround. I heard the Holy Ghost said, tell her, butler, that I'm going to sustain her until the turnaround. And the Lord began to show me, the woman of God, that there is a greater level of intercession on your life, and the Lord began to show me even the prophetic calling that's on you. But the Lord said, in this season, I'm getting ready to connect you with people that got your answers instead of people that got your problems. The Lord began to show me, he said, woman of God, that he said, this is a season that I'm getting ready to pour out my spirit upon you like never before, that God is going to use you and the giftings of healing and the prophetic ministry. God told me to tell you, he said, count it not strange, the separation and the downside all come from under the bushata, all came so that God can elevate you. God's had to take you from around them so you can see him. Come on here. May that God said, I wanted you to see me, and I didn't want any distraction to stand in the way of your God-given call. I want to tell you, woman of God, that God is birthing a greater prophetic calling on your life. God is putting a burden of people on you like never before, that God is going to use you in the area of that deliverance and outreach as the Holy Ghost. And you say, God, I know you want to use me, God, but where you want me to go? The Lord said that he said, I am getting ready to direct thy path. And the Lord began to show me the direction that he's getting ready to take you in. But he said, tell the woman of God, be anxious for nothing. You're like, God, I'm ready for my season. I know you got more for me. But God said, no. He said, I'm just clearing the air, making sure that I got everything under control. He was making sure that he cleaned the whole house, meaning that God said, I start removing things, and I want to make sure nothing was left behind. And the Lord said, I am preparing you. Mm-hmm. The Lord said, the month of June and July is preparing you for your relaunch. And that's the word of the Lord. So, woman of God, hear me. I'm getting ready to talk to the believers. I talked to the believers yesterday. I challenged many of them to sow a seed yesterday, $24. I want you to push and press yourself on that $24, because I want you to meet me in the prophetic chamber. I want to minister to you, because I want to deal with you about your mentor, and I want to deal with you about your spiritual mother and father, because the Lord showed me, he said, there is a place that I'm calling this woman into that is going to take the right people to pour into her so that she be full when it's time for your assignment to be released. And that was the word of the Lord. So I pray that you begin to receive that charge. But I'm telling you, the apostles getting ready to get the information out. I begin to prophesy under the book of shot yesterday, calling in 24-hour miracles. And I asked many, I asked 24 people yesterday to stand with me and sowing a $24 seed, and God was going to cause some things to break in the earth realm. And so I pray that you challenge yourself to do that and join me in the prophetic chamber and watch how God blow your mind. All right, Apostle Bronick, we are getting ready for the next caller. I'm telling you, give the information out with those that will partner with me today with a $24 fee. Yes, I'm telling you. He's a prophet, butler. I gave my $24 yesterday. Nothing like hearing the things of God and the victories of God and the mystery of God. He revealed his secrets unto his servant, the prophet. And so I'm telling many of you, when you know you got a big purpose and a big destiny, nothing like keep sowing and obeying God so that the heavens begin to open up and speak concerning your behalf.
All right, saints of God, listen. I believe the Bible and the word of God says, believe in the Lord your God, you should be established, believe the prophet, and you should prosper. So the prophet have asked us today, and again, I'm going to be another one of those individuals today to sow that $24 seed. He have asked for those 24 people to stand with him today with a seed of $24. That number to sow that is 1-800-766-0973, 1-800-766-0973. Cash App, $JAMES, Broadnax, BRODNAX. webpage, apostlebroadnax.com.org. Click on the donation link. It's very safe and it's very secure to sow that $24 seed. But you that are listening to the broadcast, amen, Alexandria, Pineville, wherever you're listening right now, you can come into the prayer chamber to receive prayer in that prophetic word by dialing this number, 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. You that are already in the chamber, all you must do is to hit *5 on your keypad. Your hand is going to go up, and I'm going to open the lines, and the prophet is going to pray and minister to you today. *5 on your keypad right now to receive prayer in that prophetic word. God bless you, caller. What city are you calling from?
Hello, I'm calling you from Coconut Creek, Florida.
Coconut Creek, Florida. What is your request today?
Sorry, I got, hello?
Yes, what's your request?
Well, thank you so much. I'm so sorry that I got disconnected from you guys yesterday about the prayer chamber. But I just want to request that you pray for my family. I'm asking the Lord to put a hedge of protection around us. Mm-hmm. I'm asking the Lord to touch Bruce. He lives in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Marlene is his wife. George and Carolyn, they're in Chicago. Cheryl, Peggy, mm-hmm. Armand, Harvey, Susan, Tanya, Yvette, that's my sister. Derek and Donnie, Jared, Tanya. Tony is in the hospital in Georgia. He does something. He has some kind of an allergy. And I'm just praying for the Lord to heal his body. And I'm just praying for my son and all his friends. You know, his friends, you know, those are his brothers and sisters. So, and I'm just asking the Lord to just save our souls. Just yes. Keep us at perfect peace and just bless our tables, just finances, just everything. I just want the Lord to just keep us in this trying time right here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for this woman of God. We pray for her family. We pray for her friends. We pray, God, for inhabitation. Lord, we thank you, God, for all the ones she has named, person by person, name by name. God, I ask you to move supernaturally for them. Cancel every sign of the enemy off of them in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we speak, God, to their situation, God, command them to be healed in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over their situation. But, Father, we stand in proxy, oh God, God, for her son, his friends. God, we thank you for a cluster of people she has named. And I pray and I decree a blessing across their life. Nothing broken but the favor of God on their life. God, we speak health, we speak wealth, and we speak abundance. Father, we thank you for the woman of God who called. And you said what she may happen for somebody else, God will return you and may happen for her. Thank you for answering her prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Going back to the phone lines. *5 on your keypad if you're listening to the local radio station. 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. Pick up that phone and dial a breakthrough. Dial a miracle right now. 318-754-0382. *5 on your keypad if you're already in the prayer chamber. God bless you, caller. What city you're calling from?
Pompano.
Pompano. What's your request today?
Yes, I'm just calling for prayer today that the Lord just will keep me and my family through this time of crisis. Children that they'll sustain it with their finance needs and spiritual blessing from the Lord.
Father, we pray. God, we ask you to touch. We ask you to move. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this woman of God. She asked you to sustain her, oh God. We cancel every sign of the enemy. Devil, you is a liar. We pray for the power of God, the favor of God, to cover now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. And God bless you. Don't hang up. Stay on this line and help us pray for others. We're going back to the phone line. But let me say this. I want to thank God, Brother Stefan. just cashed out $24 seed, Brother Stephon. And Prophet, let me tell them this, how ministry changed people's lives. And Brother Stephon probably listening, and he'll tell you when we met him, he just had came out of a situation, didn't have a lot of money, but he was listening to the voicemail.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Not nasty. You're not perverted because you lay in your bed some nights and you saved and got the Holy Ghost, but you be laying there saying, I want a man to hold me. That's not demonic. That's human. No, you're not demonic. It's demonic when you act on what you feel, but to feel it is human. And so don't you even ask God, look at me, don't you ask God, Lord, take away my sex desire. Don't you ask him that, because you're going to need that again. Oh, God, I'm preaching to somebody. Don't you ask him to take away your love making. You're going to need that again. Don't you ask him to take away your sensuality. You're going to need that again. Don't you ask him to take away your softness and your lovingness. That's a lesbian spirit. No, you say, Lord, keep me feminine. Keep me loving. But until you send my good thing, man, help a sister to hold out. Slap a sister and say, don't take that from me. I'm going to need that again. Go ahead. Tell a sister, don't take that, Lord. I'm going to need that. In just a few years, I'm going to need all that again. Shh. But when you go to bed with me, shh, you hurt me because I'm nasty. I'm turned on by women. When you walk by me, I'm sexual. I'm a man. My sex drive's a little different than yours. I don't even have to be in love to be sexual. I don't even have to know your name to go to bed with you. I'm attracted to hips. Uh-huh. That's all I know. I don't have to know your name. I don't have to know your sign. I don't have to know what church you go to. All I know, you got that and this. And so when you walk by me because of my sexual nature that God gave me, you turn me on. So I was hoping, since you go to the Word Church, that the next time I'm in the mood, you would help me. And the way you can help me is by telling me no, but you hurt me and then ask me to come to church with you. You fulfill my needs, and I'm supposed to be unsaved. You want me saved, but every time I need it, you give it to me. And even though I ask for it, in my heart, I'll be hoping you tell me no, because I want somebody quality. I want somebody different, but you just like the other girls, but you say you go to church. But when I'm really in the mood, I want you to tell me no. If you love me, help me. Help me. Send me home. Take your gun out. Call the police. Put me out. Whatever you gotta do, help me, sister. Don't give it to me. I'm nasty. I know I'm begging you for it, but I want you to tell me no. Every time I put my hand on it, slap my hand. Every time I come close to you, scoot over again. When it gets to be 8 o'clock, put me out. Put me out. Shake up. Shake up. Please sit down. I'm nearly finished. Jacob. You want her? Give me some money. I don't have no money. I don't have no money. I'm on the run from my brother. I ain't got no money. How much it costs? Okay. 30, 40 shekels, huh? Okay, I ain't got it. I'll tell you what I do. I'll work it off. Oh, read the Bible. See, this is deep. You think that 7 years was mandatory. No, money was mandatory. But since he didn't have money, he said, I'll work. You see, had he had the money, he could have got her today. But he says, I ain't got no money, but she's so valuable. I love Rachel so much. I want her to be my wife so much. I'll never touch her until I marry her, because I believe that's who God wants me to be with. Laban, I'll work 7 years. I'll work seven. Wait a minute. Seven. Wait a minute. I'll complete something. My goodness. I want her so bad. Seven, the number of completion. Watch this. I'll complete something. So So when you ask me for my number, I need you to tell me three things you've completed. I need to know that you're a finisher and not a starter. Because I'm gonna be married to you with longevity, not just for a moment. So you're gonna be over my kids, right? You're the one that's gonna have to help me pay rent. You're the one that's gonna speak into my daughter. You're the one that's gonna raise my son. Are you a finisher or a starter? Are you one of those guys that have a lot of uncompleted tasks left in your life, or do you finish something? So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna date a year, because I need to see you finish three things. Finish something, prove something, complete something, show me something more than your fine black self. I'm nearly finished. Psalms 139:14 says, I will give thanks to you, listen women, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm gonna tell you a version that's gonna mess you up. The ghetto version says, the NLT, the New Living Translation, I loved it, killed me when I read it. Here's what it says. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. I'm a mystery sister. No. You don't get to the bottom of me in 2 weeks. No, I'm gonna be throwing you off for the next year. You ain't got me figured out. Just when you think you got me, I'm gonna move to this side on your behind. You ain't got nothing coming. Just when you think you didn't figure out, I'm gonna bust another move. You gonna call me one day? I don't wanna go today. We gonna have a day plan. You gonna call? You know what? I think I'm just gonna read my Bible tonight. Well, I thought I was picking you up. No, not tonight. I'm too complex for you, brother. You can't feel. Oh, somebody ought to help me preach this. No, you ain't got me figured out. It ain't going to be that easy. I'm a complex person. Thank you for making me complex. I'm not that easy to figure out. In charge of the single daughters of the word to get a little more complex, hard to get, dignified, arrogant sometimes. I mean, I want you to walk right up to the door, and when you get to the door, just stand there. And his ghetto behind, what? Oh, I'm sorry. Tell her, sis, don't you ever pay for another meal in your life. Tell her right now, tell her. Tell her, if you can't afford to take me out, see me when you get another job. And I don't go to McDonald's rallies or Burger King or Golden Corral with your ghetto behind. Slap a sister and say, you a buffet sister. That's all it is. You old buffet sister, you better get yourself together. Come on, we gonna go to Corral. We gonna go to Corral. He let me get all I wanted. So I gotta get out of here. So, shh. Y'all tripping, let me go on this side. Watch this. 7 years. Jacob works 7 years for Rachel. On the wedding day, honeymoon night, consummation night, it was an order that the bride wear a veil. On top of that, there was plenty liquor in Bible day. So Jacob is half lit. I'm burning. His wife has on a veil. Between the liquor and the veil, he don't even know that this ain't Rachel. This is sad-eyed Leah. He goes to bed and don't know who he in the bed with. It's messed up when I go to bed with you every night and you don't know me. Don't you know me? If we're married, shouldn't you know me? Shouldn't you know some of the characteristics or idiosyncrasies of me? Don't you know my touch from another touch? But we go to bed every night, we're married, and you don't know me. You know, it's amazing how many women are in this room today that feel like they're married to a brother that at the core don't know you. He doesn't know your inner secrets. He doesn't know, and he has not put himself in a position to be vulnerable enough for you to share your vulnerability. So you find yourself keeping it inside, coming to church and crying, hugging the pastor and crying, hugging the first lady. But boy, would you just like one day for him to say, who are you really? Who are you? I know we've been married 5 or 6 years, but 10 years, 50, but is there something about you I don't know? Is there a deep down desire that I haven't met? Is there something that I need to say that I don't say? You'd be surprised how many women are in church and they're with people and married to people who do not speak into their life. And so Jacob wakes up the next day after the alcohol has worn off and lays and looks and says, you ain't the person I really wanted to marry. How come nobody preaches about Leah? Because first of all, my daddy gave me away to a man that don't want me. So I went from uncovered to uncovered. You know how many women here got issues with daddy? And then on top of that, then fool around and marry daddy. So all my life, I've been going from pain to pain. Everything I know about men hurt because my daddy left me uncovered by leaving my mama or being absent in the house, never speaking into me. And so because I didn't know what to look for, then I hooked up with Jacob because he didn't cover me enough to teach me that Jacob wasn't good enough for me. That Jacob didn't want me, but because I didn't know what to look for, I didn't mess around and marry Jacob. It's something when you leave Laban and hook up with Jacob. Laban left her uncovered. And so Leah, all she knows is that I'm sad-eyed. My daddy didn't care enough about me to cover me, and now Jacob don't want me. So there are women who come in church and they be smiling, but they be hurting. There are married women who come up to me every week and I can see the sadness of their Leah eyes. What do you do when Jacob don't want you? Oh my goodness, I'm preaching to somebody. I'm ministering to somebody because everybody that fakes like they're happy ain't that happy. The average woman is not getting spoken to the way she needs to be spoken to. The average man who's on kingdom has regrets about Leah and thinks he should have got Rachel. And so he views you as Leah and he reminds you that he could have had Rachel, or you watch him lay there or you feel his touch and you can feel that really he wants to be touching Rachel instead of you. There's something in the spirit. A woman can discern. A woman knows when she's loved and when she's not loved. A woman knows when that touch is sincere and when he's just trying to fulfill his sexual needs. A woman knows when she's loved to the core and when she's being tolerated because he's stuck. I come to minister to some woman and tell you that God's getting ready to set you free up in here. God's getting ready to do something in your life because the man of God has a word that's going to free you up in here. And so what does she do? I'm nearly finished. She says, I want you to love me. I know my sister's cuter. I know. I don't have the body like she got, but I'm with you. I'm stuck with you. I'm in covenant with you. I want you to love me. I want you to be for me what Laban, my daddy, wasn't. I've been in second all my life. I don't want to be second no more. I've been hurt as a child. I've been hurt as a young woman. Please, would you love me? I know I ain't pretty as she is. I know I ain't got everything you wanted. But since I'm with you, would you please love me? Please. I don't want no money from you. I don't want no bigger house. I don't need no cars. Would you please just love me?